Good morning. I'm Kathy Cannon, the Family Life Pastor here. Some of you are sitting there going, she's back. And did you hear that loud laugh in this corner? That would be my boss, our pastor, John, laughing. But we are so pleased that John is here today and feeling better. So that is a blessing to us. I agree. Our scriptures this morning are familiar to many of us. And they're an appropriate way to conclude our series on rules of life. These scriptures are practical and frankly don't really require a lot of interpretation. I will give you a little background. Micah lived in southern Judah. The people were under an amazing amount of stress because they were in a war and they were terrified. The Assyrians were inflicting pain and suffering and torture everywhere in the world. Many of the people there were losing sight of God, and they were looking to protect themselves and their families. Self-preservation, like some of us have to do today. At this time, the rituals of the Jewish life became more important than the recognition and awareness of the presence of God, somewhat like we do today. Amidst all this noise, Micah makes it clear what God's teachings are. Actually, he summarizes the 39 books in the Old Testament into just these three thoughts: act justly, love mercy or kindness, walk humbly with your Lord. So let's start with act justly. We are called to make a difference in this world. We are called to serve the common good. Now, of course, it's up to us to determine what the common good is, and I think we find that different people have different interpretations of that. But God tells us we need to ask ourselves, is what we are doing just? Do we have enough and share the rest? Are we acting in the best interest of everybody, or just ourselves or our family or friends? Do you take only what you need and leave the rest for others? Do you take that extra minute to help someone, or do you walk away and say to yourself, I'll do it next time? Do you feel that you act justly? Love, mercy, or kindness. They don't just apply to those planned actions. They apply to how you live your life in those random opportunities that God presents to you, that God calls you to act, but also gives you the free will to walk away. If I ask you right now, are you a kind person? Most of you would say yes, and most of you believe it. But that's your surface answer because that's what you were taught to do. That's how you teach your children to behave. But I don't believe everyone is kind in those random moments when you have a choice to act or not to act. Some people are really blessed because in their deep soul, that is how they always act. It is natural for them. But others of us, we have to think about it. We have to deliberately step out from our comfort zone and be kind. I don't know how you achieve that deep mercy unless you practice it over and over again. Unless you stop yourself and say, is there something I should be doing in this situation? And mercy doesn't necessarily mean big things. Mercy can be kindness, touching somebody's shoulder, placing a phone call or texting them, something simple that lets them know that you are thinking about them. Walk humbly with your Lord. Dr. Philip McLarty reminds us that the Jewish faith is the first major religion to think of God as a person, God who had qualities we can relate to. Today that's common, but at that time it was revolutionary. The gods of the other faiths were vague and abstract. The God of the Hebrews was concrete and personal. God interacted with those people, his chosen people, directly, just as he does today. God spoke to them directly, just as he does today. God heard the cries of those chosen people, just as he does with us today. And God promised, "I will be with you." This is the type of God Micah reminded us of when he says we need to walk humbly with our God. Because our God is God, and yet we can relate to God as a personal friend. And that is something we must be careful of, only because think of how we treat some of our friends and family, maybe a little bit too well known, maybe not with enough respect or worship. But if we walk humbly with God, knowing that God is God and we are people, Micah tells us that is what we are called to do. We always must stand with our God, but never for a moment forgetting that God is creator, and we are but a part of that creation. Our verses in Hebrews tell us to keep loving one another, not just simple love, but loving people as a member of your family. That may be harder to do than just a simple love. And even if people are strangers, we are to reach out to them with hospitality. Glad that they're here. Glad that we know them. Hospitality is a very tricky thing, because that goes back to my first sentence. Sometimes we have time for it, and sometimes we just don't. But God tells us we must reach out with love and hospitality. And this is my favorite verse, part of the verse. Some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. So just take a second to think back in your life. Has anybody ever come into your life for a very short period of time and you had the opportunity to show hospitality to them? That happened to me once. Only once. And when I say for a short period of time, I had the opportunity to pick somebody up who was walking along the road. I know your mother told you never to pick any strangers up, but I picked somebody up who was walking along the side of the road and took him someplace and never saw him again. When I say I picked him up, you need to know the story is I passed the person. Because, of course, you don't do that. And there was such a strong feeling of, you must turn around and pick him up, that I did. One time. But to this day, I remember that part, that I felt that strong feeling. At that time, not recognizing who was making me have that strong feeling, or there was no voice or anything, it was just a feeling, you must pick this person up. This person didn't ask for anything, just a ride. Just a ride. But I believe at that point, I responded to this verse, not even knowing it at the time in my life. Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. Love each other as you love your family. Treat strangers with hospitality. And let me add my favorite verse, love God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and love others as yourself. These are really seven rules that you can live your life through. Throughout this sermon series, John has been encouraging us to recognize the rules that we live with and challenging us to think about them, maybe even filter them, and ask ourselves, are they healthy? Are they who and where we should be? So in presenting this summary today, I think the 7 rules, not authored by any of us here, but by God, are truly our litmus test. Every rule we follow, everything we do, can be bounced up against these 7 ideas. Can you imagine what our world would be? What our city would be? Our church would be? Our friends and family? If we all did that. Little miracles everywhere. Unexpected blessings. It would be amazing. I pray, and I know John prays, that this Lenten series has been amazing for you. It has been an amazing season. We're coming up to the next 2 weeks, preparing for Easter and, of course, Easter Sunday. We pray that these next 2 weeks give you an opportunity to solidify the rules of life in your life. Think about them. Even make some changes. Lent is an opportunity to renew yourself also, because we know that Christ is coming again. Amen.